succeed. Let me do my thing. Let me play my song. Let me have no wonder why I belong. Yeah. We all need some water. 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 I want to say about your situation today. People use on every day in every way. When will we all see it's not all about what we need? We all need some water. 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 We all need some water.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Mark Farabee. We have a fairly packed show for you today. We have Jason's going to be calling in from Toronto, as usual, with his vanmusic.ca Toronto Tracks of the Week. Well, also, I'm going to start the show off with a little phone interview that I did with a fellow whom we had on the show several weeks ago, back in June, to be more precise. Christian Meese, he was in here with Frank Pierce, one of his band members. Now, they just flew into Vancouver back in June, and they bought a little yellow school bus with another fellow named Alex. And from here, they took the bus all the way across Canada to the Montreal region, and have been attending festivals and playing gigs and meeting some cool people along the way. Now, when I spoke with him on Tuesday, he was in Alberta, and he's going to be back in Vancouver, I believe, on August 25th. He's going to be playing at the Railway Club. So anyways, I caught up with him on the phone, and he filled me in on how his trip has been going. So we're going to do that, and not only do I have a cool phone interview with Christian Meese, but we have a band live in studio, a great local independent band right here from Vancouver. Down the Mountain is going to be playing some songs for us live on the air. So anyways, once we get them all set up, we're going to get some live music happening. Anyways, here is my interview with Christian Meese from Tuesday.
Hey.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, sorry it's taken so long to get onto each other, hey?
It's all good. I've been having some issues at the studio dialing out
All right.
But finally, I think I got it. I got the secret code, so we're all good to go. I guess you're almost back in BC anyway, so...
Yeah, that's it. It's gone fast, really. Yeah.
Well, I think the last time I talked to you was, somewhere mid-June.
Yep.
And that was right before you guys took off to on your school bus excursion.
Yeah, that's it.
So how's it been?
It's been wild. It's been really great.
Yeah.
From the last time we spoke to you, we headed off to Entheos Festival.
Which?
With about 12 to, oh, I think, how many was there? 12 volunteers. And they all kind of crammed on the bus, and that was pretty sweet.
Nice. Yeah. Was that that Entheos Festival, was that what was happening in Hope?
That's right, yep, outside of Hope.
Right.
Yeah, it was a really nice festival, actually, yeah.
Nice. And now, did you play there?
Didn't play there. It was more of an electronic thing.
Okay. Mm.
But straight after that, we scooted straight over to Montreal, because we had played about 6 shows in Montreal.
Oh, wow.
And we were lucky enough to score the gigs during the International Jazz Festival, even though we're not really jazz players. It was pretty sweet, though, because we got a lot of side stage shows and, couple of cafe gigs and stuff like that. And it was really nice because everyone was there for music in town. So it was really sweet, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So you just... Hit the road straight across to Montreal, no real stopping along the way?
Along the way, no. We had a bit of an agenda to get to Montreal, and then we were going to just chill. We just wanted to start from the east and work our way back real slow.
Right.
And it's been really cool. But we had friends over in Montreal and who were going to be playing music with us at the gigs, so...
Nice.
To get over there and rehearse them up and get everything sorted out. So,
is that the mashed potatoes?
The mashed potatoes. Yeah. Yeah, it was part of that outfit. Yep, for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So now, when you left Vancouver back in June, you were saying that you had a whole, your school bus was full of people. Now, did most of those people get off in Hope, and then it was just a few of you the rest of the way to Montreal?
Yeah, it's been varying over the course of the trip. We took 16 to Hope, and we left with 4 to Montreal.
Uh-huh.
But then we picked up another, we were 10 on the way back, and some have jumped off and been replaced with other people along the way. So it's been, the communal thing is the word is spreading around, and it's been working out really nice. Because each time we've lost a passenger, someone else had heard that we need someone, and they were keen to travel, and they'd jump on board. So it's been working out really nice.
Nice.
Really nice, yeah.
Cool. So as for the bus itself, now you guys picked up that bus in Vancouver before you headed off with, I'm not sure I ever got the name of the other... Australian fella that you're traveling with.
Yep, Alex, yep.
Alex, right. Now, has the bus held up pretty well? Have you any troubles with that at all?
The bus is running like a dream.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, it's just like, it's almost divine, because a bus that old should really have some problems somewhere along the line, but it's been going so sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so sweet. I mean, we've been camping, we've been taking it into some pretty rough terrain. We've been, through the Rocky Mountains and back, and we've got it through, stretched all the way along the prairies. And this country is amazing, man. There's so many different kind of environments to go through, and, the bus is just taking it all on board, and just like, yep, sweet, let's do this,
Nice.
Really cool.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. So at this point, right now I'm talking to you, you're in Alberta, is that right?
That's right, yep.
Whereabouts in Alberta are you?
In the Banff National Park.
Oh, nice.
We just finished, we've done 3 shows here in Banff, which were kind of unscheduled.
Yeah, just so, kind of popped up.
That, and that was good. But they've been really good. We're sold out of all our CDs.
Oh, well, that's really nice. That can be a good thing.
That's a great thing. but we just did the come back from the Calgary Music Festival, which was on last weekend. The weekend before, yeah.
Right.
And then just stopped in Banff and we're kind of chilling here for a few more days before the Shambhala and Salmon Arm Blues and Roots Festival.
Now, are you just visiting the Shambhala Festival, or are you guys playing it all there?
No, we're not playing at Shambhala. We're playing at the Blues and Roots Festival, though, in Salmon Arm.
Okay.
Yeah, Shambhala's, that was a big one, and we found it really hard to communicate with the organisers of that. It was all done electronically, and,
yeah,
you know. But the Blues and Roots one, they were pretty sweet. They've given us all a bit of a slot to
nice.
play some music.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty sweet on short notice.
For sure.
Mm, really good.
Cool, man. So have there been any major highlights of this trip so far? Anything that really stood out that, you're going to take home with you for the rest of your life? Or is it just...
There's been heaps of things, you know. Like, I'm just blown away by all the nature here, really. That's really kind of... been just having some magical moments in the forest. And
yeah.
We met a moose yesterday.
No way.
And we saw a bear, and, you know, we've seen all these little creatures running around. It's been really sweet. I mean, because we've been camping just off the... We've been camping in national parks, or we stayed on a horse ranch for a few days. Someone put us up for a few days at a horse ranch in Manitoba.
Awesome.
Where else have we stayed? We've just mainly done camping, hey? Like, we've kind of... been trying to do it as cheaply as we can, so we've got to do a gig and we run that down until the money's out, and then stay somewhere cheap and then keep it rolling until we can find the next gig or the next thing to do, you know, the next festival or whatever. And
yeah,
it's a pretty sweet life, I guess. Yeah, one of the highlights was the moose for me, man.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Pretty
it's
big animal. I've never actually seen one myself, and I'm Canadian. I live in Canada.
They're bigger than horses, man. They're crazy.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah.
So, in terms of, I mean, you guys have been playing shows, but you've also been attending a lot of shows. Any major shows that you're pretty happy that you've caught along the way?
Oh yeah. we discovered a band called the Abbott Brothers.
Oh yeah,
and they're from the U.S.
Yeah, from
and they played
North Carolina
festival on the opening night, nice. And they just blew us away.
Yeah,
that was just amazing.
They just played the Folk Fest here in Vancouver a couple weeks ago.
Right,
in
BC.
Yep.
Right, yeah, they're just wild. They're crazy.
Yeah,
really great.
Pretty good band.
And, really energetic show and really, you know, sentimental, beautiful songs.
Nice.
Yeah, I really dug them. The other one was Michael Franti and Spearhead played at Calgary also, and they were huge. They were great too.
Yeah, they're very good. I've seen them play here at the Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park as well.
Right.
Great band. Cool, man. So you have one show, to my knowledge, lined up in Vancouver upon your return, August 25th at the Railway Club.
That's right. Yeah.
So when you're planning on rolling into town again?
Quite possibly, it'll be that day or the day before. it'll just be depending on how the bus goes. You know, like we've still got another three festivals to attend.
Yeah.
So, I think the last festival is on the coast, out at a place called Robson Valley. And, yeah, I think that is closer to the coast. I'm not really sure. I haven't checked the map out. But, yeah, we should get into BC, into Vancouver on about the 24th, 25th.
Right.
And,
And then when do you...
there for a good week before we head back to Australia.
Right. So you guys are coming back, and Alex is continuing on with the bus down to Burning Man, is that right?
That's right, yep. Yep, he's going to travel down to Nevada. That's a whole nother...
No, not quite.
Not quite? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's about a 24-hour drive straight through from Vancouver.
Oh, right.
It's a good distance, but I don't think it's quite as far as Montreal is.
Right. Cool. It just looks weird from the map.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to your return, but unfortunately I won't even be here when you get back, because I'm going to be heading off sometime around that time down to Burning Man as well.
Of course.
It's too bad I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Thanks so much for all the liaising and everything like that and the interest. It's been really great. And,
yeah.
I would have loved to have caught up with you again, but we'll be back. We had an opportunity to record. I don't know whether you've heard of the Banff Music Centre.
No, not familiar.
It's a pretty established creative university, and up here in Banff, and they hold scholarships and grants and stuff. And we're really going to try and get back here for next year. And they offer indie grants, and they work with indie bands for, you know, like intensely.
Nice.
Get them sweet recordings and some promotion packages and stuff like that. So we're going to apply that, plus string together a few shows for next year, and we'll bring the whole band over. And we'll call you straight up when we come.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds great, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I wish you the best... best of luck on for the rest of your travels, and hopefully the bus will make it right back to Vancouver and down to Burning Man, of course. And man.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Mark. It's been a real treat.
No problem.
It's been sweet.
All right, man. Well.
And you, all the best for you too, man. Burning Man should be a trip. I wish we were sticking around for that, but we've got to head back. So.
Yeah. For sure. Well, cheers, man.
Yeah. Cheers. Thanks, heaps.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
You too. All the best.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was my interview with Christian Meese from the Melbourne region of Australia. He will be back in Vancouver August 25th at the Railway Club before he hops on a plane and heads home. So we're going to play a quick little track from him off of his last album called Beautiful World. This is Mama Not Gonna Let It.
Too young to tell. Is my faith within this place still justified? 'Cause my friends all think the world has gone to hell. Any loss of faith still gets them through the night. Guess sometimes it gets so I consider changing sides. And apathetic eyes in the anthems of the poor and beaten down. There's a sadness hidden somewhere between the lines, and it's falling on deaf ears and blinded eyes. But no, I'm not gonna let it. Too old to learn. I see things through an unsuspicious eye. 'Cause this greediness in people keeps returning, and I don't wanna give my tears to things so dry. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down. Get me down. No one get me down. No, I'm not. it surrounds me when I wake up and head out onto the road. Rage driving, diving down my throat, just trying to get them stories told. It's in those things that people say and fail to say to start a fight. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it.
Good morning, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was a little Christian Measy and the Sirens. Don't forget to check them out August 25th at the Railway Club. And as for right now, we are live in studio with the one, the only local independent Vancouver band called Down the Mountain. How's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Pretty good. See if I can adjust these levels so we can hear you all properly. All right. So, how about I just introduce everybody right now? On the rhythm, the guitar, and vocals, we have Melissa Mansfield. Is that right?
Hello. How's it going? Yeah.
And on the drums, we have Richard Melrose.
Yes.
And on the lead guitar, we have Brian Hughes.
Yep.
And on the bass, we have Dina Oikawa.
Oh, that's very good. Very good, yes.
Is that Eddie's side?
Huh.
That's Melo's place, actually.
Nice. So, let's talk about Down the Mountain a little bit here. You guys are still a pretty fresh band, are you not?
We are. Yeah. This grouping is about a year old, and Dana and I have played together in other bands for about 3 years, I'd say. And Brian has been playing in a lot of other bands in Vancouver as well, and yeah. We all just sort of came together about a year ago. And, gigging lots this summer, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you guys have recorded an EP,
We've recorded a demo. It's on our MySpace, which is Down the Mountain Music. So we're using that right now for bookings, and we're hoping to record an EP in the next six months, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, so you mentioned earlier you seemed a little weary about your previous recording. I thought it sounded pretty good. Where'd you guys record what you have so far?
Where did we record?
We recorded it with the very talented Jacob Mullen.
Oh, right.
And, I've asked him the name of his studio.
It's Headphono.
Is it Headphono? There's another name for it, too, and I can't remember it. They kind of go between two names, but, yeah.
Nice.
Jacob Mullen, he's awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, no complaints here. I thought it sounds great.
Yay!
So, Richard, you're Australian, it seems.
Yes, I'm attempting to become Canadian, which isn't too difficult.
Yeah.
There's lots of similarities between the countries.
Well, how long have you been living in this fine land?
I've been here for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
I moved to Canada just to join this band.
You
we have an import.
Before it even started, actually, I had a sense that this was the place to be.
Nice.
So, yeah, here I am.
Cool.
And you met your lovely lady friend.
I did. She might be listening right now. Yes, yeah. Hello, lovely lady friend.
Shout out to
Kim. Cool. I should mention, if you do have anybody listening, they can always call into the radio station. They have any questions for the band or any requests, of course. Can always call the radio station here at 604-822-2487, which is also 604-UBC-CITR. Yes. So you guys just played recently at the Illuminaries Festival, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, I've been to the Illuminaries Festival, but when I've been to it, it was at Trout Lake Park.
Yeah.
They were doing construction-y thingies at Trout Lake, so Public Dreams had to find an alternative site, and they found the W2 space, the storeroom down in Gastown.
Okay, so it was an indoor...
Indoor. They did a pretty incredible job, though. It's such a huge space to work with, but it was visually beautiful, and it was really cool.
So there was a lot of fire in this...
Inside?
Yes. We still have stilt walkers and just incredible like light visuals and
The drum circles.
They have such an amazing way of transforming spaces. And they had, of course, like the back alley where they had all the fire dancers, and they kind of took it down Cordova and Canby, and it was cool.
Oh, nice.
Festival.
I'm sad I missed out on that one.
And they had mini donuts.
They did.
I love mini donuts.
They still represented them.
Nice. So that one worked out pretty well for you then?
Yeah.
Nice. I saw some of the photos on your MySpace, which is, I should mention, myspace.com/downthemountainmusic.
Yay! Awesome. Yeah, a lot of those photos were taken by Sarah Whitland, just to put a shout out to her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Jason's going to call in with his Toronto tracks around 8:15. I think I'm going to have to take a real quick break here, and then we're going to come back. You guys feel like playing a few tunes for us?
Yeah. Yes,
excellent. All right, cool. We're going to take a real quick break here, and then we're going to be back right here live in studio on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 with Down the Mountain. Awesome.
And girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All right, we're back on Freddy Sunrise, live in studio with Down the Mountain. So what are you guys going to start us off with this morning?
Play, a song called Cool Breeze. It's a new one. Otherwise known as Cool Beans.
Excellent.
All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. So that's a new tune, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time we've ever sung it at 8 in the morning, too. After a show.
I know, there was one the other night. Yeah. We stayed up all night and sang it after about 7 in the morning.
Yeah. We had a show last night, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were playing at Falconetti's?
Falconetti's, yeah. Cool. And some good friends that are very bad. We're loading us up with the shooters. Against our request.
Good idea at the time.
No. Who were you playing with last night?
Ben Rogers.
Ben Rogers.
You heard of him? He's really good.
I've heard the name before.
Yeah, that. It's just him on guitar, and he's got a drummer. He's touring the UK, I think, very soon.
Oh, nice.
Got sort of Johnny Cash solo vibe going on, but he's got an incredible voice.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, really good.
Well, we'll have to check him out, see if we can get him here on the
show.
There
you go. Yeah.
Cool. You guys have played with another local band, Soft Serve.
Yeah.
Yes. We had them in here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yay. Awesome. They're really good.
Yeah.
Cool. We're actually playing another show with them, hopefully, on August 25th at the Bourbon.
At the Bourbon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Hey, you guys seem pretty busy. You got quite a few gigs lined up over the next couple months.
Yeah. Nice. So we're playing out in Surrey at the Fireside Cafe on Friday the 13th. And then... Then we've got Café du Soleil on August 22nd. We're playing with Brian, Shiva Haley, and Spandaloka, another awesome band. The Bourbon on the 25th, and the Rusty Gall on the Thursday, the 26th. And we've got a few festivals coming up in September. So,
nice.
It's all on MySpace.
Yeah. Busy summer.
Yeah,
sure. Now, you're also a student here at UBC, as you've mentioned.
UBC-ITR, yeah.
You guys students as well at all?
No.
Student of life.
Just rock stars.
Yeah, that's right. Hoping so, anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. So, now are you guys hoping to make this music thing a full-time gig, or is it just kind of a...
That's
the dream.
Yeah.
I think
it's
everyone's dream. It's not something that I think we consciously think about all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just play and enjoy it, and if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, for sure.
We love it. It's the dream. We're doing everything we can, you know.
It's my dream every other night.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, I've got to move back to Australia and... It is a nice place in all that, but can't
we're trying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we're having fun doing it, so.
Nice. So you guys are, you're planning on recording another,
Yeah, we want to get, like, a, you know, proper EP.
Yeah?
Yeah. To sell at shows and send into stations, find stations like CITR.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to send in your donations, just care of the station, that'd be awesome. $100 minimum, of course.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, I saw something posted on your Facebook page, prior to you having finished your demo, as you call it, you said something about mentioning applying for a Lilith Fair or something. Did that ever happen?
We did.
Along with a million others.
with like 500 other people.
I think, admittedly, we came in a bit late on that, because actually I think the voting opened a lot earlier.
Yeah, we kind of came in like a month after.
By that stage, it sort of was already,
you know,
I guess, almost decided who was up in the top 10 sort of thing.
But it's cool because I got to hear some really cool artists, in BC that I didn't know about, so.
Did you attend it?
I didn't.
Actually, you guys were playing a gig that day, weren't you?
We did have a gig that day.
When was that?
We had our own gig.
Yeah.
Out in
it was
Surrey?
It was a protest show.
Surrey, yeah. It was the show in Surrey. That was fun,
okay.
Actually.
Oh, that was good.
Canada
Day. I have trouble saying that word, yeah.
Canada.
Canada Day.
But that's its village.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
It's a part of our heritage. Come on.
Okay, sorry.
It was actually, I spoke with somebody who... we were talking about Lilith Fair and getting into that, and I had mentioned there's another local band called 10 Sons who was trying to get into that, and this person who I was talking about was like, well, I think it's supposed to be a completely female band. I mean, there are two guys in your band. I don't know, do you know if that's true?
It's just female fronted.
It has to be female fronted.
Female fronted.
Yeah, so either like a solo or female artist or a female fronted band, yeah.
Okay. So you could have got in. Could have. Yeah. But you blew it.
Yeah. Next year. Next year.
We thought the gig, we took a different gig, you know?
Yeah. It was either Lilith or Surrey.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Surrey won.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Cheesecake.
All right. Well, we got about 5 minutes here before Jason's probably going to call in. So do you guys want to rip off another tune for us before
right.
we get
here
to
we
that?
Do.
Okay.
Fence Reno?
All right.
Fence. We're going to do Fence.
Fence.
All right. Is it actually a better fence?
Well, it's
a fence is featured in the song.
Even better.
Touché, touché.
Yeah. It's the mise en scène. All right, ready?
This is Down the Mountain on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Awesome. What do you call that one?
Fence. That's
Fence. All right, that was Fence from Down the Mountain, local Vancouver independent band. I believe I have Jason online at this time, and he's going to give us our Toronto Tracks of the Week. And then we're going to come back with some more Down the Mountain. I'm going to take a quick little break here, and then we'll be back with a Jason.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So now we're going to go all the way out to Toronto and talk to Jason. So I guess I'll have to play the new intro for Jason. Here we go. Oh, this is really cool. Listen to this.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it's time for Toronto Tracks with Jason the Bear Paulette.
Good morning, Jason. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mark. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. I love that intro. Good work. That sounds great.
Yeah, no problem, man. That sounds pretty good, too. I'm pretty happy with myself on that one.
Yes, yes, yes. Get yourself a nice pat on the back. Well done.
Thanks.
So what's happening out there, man? You guys, show sounds great, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a pretty awesome band live in studio right now, Down the Mountain.
Nice, Down the Mountain. Yeah, I got an application for my phone, which allows me to listen to CITR on my phone now, wherever I go.
Is that right? What application is that?
It's TuneIn, I believe it's called. It's a radio app that just gets you, you can get radio stations from all over the world streamed directly to your phone. So you got to have a pretty good internet program on your phone because it's streaming, but hey, man, whatever it costs to listen to CITR, I don't care.
Yeah, man. Well, I didn't know that because I know a lot of other corporate radio stations have their own special apps, which I didn't know you could actually get CITR that way, but that's pretty awesome. I'll have to. I don't have an iPhone, but I have an iPod, so now I can take that to work and listen to CITR in the kitchen now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So how's life out in Toronto?
Oh, buddy, it's hot. It's really hot. But it's really awesome, man. It's good times. I just went I went out on a nice cottage country camping trip last weekend to an organic farm. Got some goods on a band called the Silver Hearts from out in Peterborough. Really good ensemble band that, yeah, nice country flavor. Big group of people. Pretty fantastic. And, yeah, just living it up out here. Just... yeah, pretty much going downtown, checking out shows. There's a big show next Saturday, the 13th and the 14th in Chatham, Ontario. It's a big rock stock show with The Doors are actually going to be playing. Ray Manzarek and Robbie Krieger from The Doors are going to be there with Big Sugar, Thornley, Foreclosure, Suds, a whole bunch of bands. It's going to be crazy. Just always doing something, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, it's good times. Cool. But yeah, a couple other bands you should check out along with the Silver Hearts are The Pining and Run With Kittens. The Pining and Run With Kittens are were introduced to me by a good friend of mine out here, a writer out here named Steve McKay, who, yeah, he's got some goods on some good bands, and he hooked me up with these guys. Run With Kittens, pretty fantastic. They got some nice mellowy experimental stuff, but a couple of videos up on YouTube that are a little crazy as well.
Yeah, I checked out a couple of those videos. They seem pretty... pretty funny band. Funny bunch of guys.
Yeah, a bunch of guys. And the Pining are a bunch of girls. Really sweet sounding slow folk country groove with those ladies. The people in Vancouver will hear pretty shortly, I suppose, if play some tracks for them.
Yeah, for sure. Which we can check out all these bands at
vanmusic.ca.
Yes.
Of course, yeah, check out vanmusic.ca. And this podcast will go up there, the Morning After Show podcast, and all kinds of independent music for you on that site.
Cool.
Are there any up in Vancouver there, Mark? Any exciting shows for you?
I'm going to be playing tonight at Falcon Eddie's, minus our bass player. So it's going to be an interesting gig, a little acoustic-ish gig, kind of half acoustic. I'm going to be doing have some drums. I'm going to be playing acoustic, which I don't usually do as well. And Eric's going to be playing his Telecaster. So we're kind of like half acoustic, half electric. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
And then the band that we have live in studio right now. Down the Mountain's going to be playing August 13th, which is next Friday? Next Friday at the Fireside Cafe. Where is the Fireside Cafe?
It's in Wally.
Yeah, deep in the heart of Wally.
Oh.
Yeah. 108, nice maybe?
I don't know, actually.
It's pretty cool, eh? Like, they've got a good... You wouldn't sort of think it like that, but actually when you get in there, you've got a nice space at the back there.
Yeah, they've got a full stage.
I love their music out there. They're actually pretty good promoting that sort of stuff. They get a lot of bands and that sort of stuff in there.
It's nice. Cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Cool. Sweet. Yeah, aside from that, this Sunday is Under the Volcano down at Kate's Park in North Vancouver, and the one and only Joey-only Outlaw band is going to be playing there, and CITR is actually going to be broadcasting live from Under the Volcano, so I'll be there and I've got an interview set up with the Joey Only Outlaw band.
Nice.
And we're going to try and actually record their set from the stage. They're playing the main stage there, so we're going to try and record that as well.
Nice. I'm missing out on a lot of good stuff in BC right now. The Under the Volcano Festival, I don't think I've missed it in the past, ever since I've been out there for every year.
Is that right?
Like 5 or 6 years, and Shambhala's going on right now out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Good.
Yeah, and a whole lot of forest fires too. It's you wouldn't believe how hazy Vancouver is right now.
Really?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's really muggy and very very hazy. You can't. I don't know. Yeah, it's hazy.
Sweet. See, well, it sounds like good times, man. I'm missing it out there, but living it up out here, so things are good.
Excellent.
So, yeah, man, I guess I'll let you get back to your show there and find some more bands. I got a whole list of bands to go through for next week, so get ready. There's more music coming.
Excellent. Before I let you go, are there any particular tracks you would suggest from Run With The Kittens?
I think that they got a nice tune. Like a Leonard Cohen novel is a pretty nice tune. It's
okay, and about The Pining?
The Pining, I'd check out their song Tattered Plaid Jacket, and for the Silverhearts, I'd check out Whiskey Talking. Singer in this band has a super deep, awesome voice. Really, really gets kind of gritty in that track. So yeah, those would be my Toronto tracks for the week for sure.
Cool, man. All right. Well, I look forward to hearing from you next week with some fresh bands out of the Toronto region. And I guess, until next week.
All right, man. All right, Mark. Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right. Cheers.
All right. Cool. We're going to, start off with a little bit of a Run With The Kittens out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This is Like A Leonard Cohen Novel. Thank you.
we've got your dopamine on the scene. Like a lemon cooling novel. Like a lemon cooling novel. Got you short in space, in your head cheese. Got you toupee blowing in the breeze. Got you blowing in the breeze. Got your big smile, last a long while. Treating me like a stepchild.
Tattered plaid jacket still hangs by my door, but something tells me I won't see you no more. You likely don't know that you left me in shreds. How would you know? I guess it's for the best. There's nothing you have to which I could commit. There's nothing I had I was willing to give. So your tattered plaid jacket still hangs by my door, but I know that I won't be seeing you no more. The poems that you wrote, well, I've kept a few. I know they weren't for me, but I can't send them to you. I don't know where you are now, don't know where you've been. Can't let myself think about the trouble you're in. Those poems in that jacket are all that remained of a heated romance that ended last May. But there's nothing you had to which I could commit, and there's nothing I had I was willing to do. That worn yellow jacket reminds me of you, just hanging around here with nothing to do. Oh, and it doesn't fit me, and it doesn't suit. It just serves to remind me of a guy I once knew. And there's nothing you have to which I could commit. There's nothing you have that I was willing to give. That tattered plaid jacket still hangs by my door, but I know that I won't be seeing you no more.
When you told me what you told me, was it just the whiskey talking? Should I have got up and started walking right out that door? Oh, you touched me. Yeah, you touched me. Did it have any meaning? In that moment, I was dreaming so much more. Well, maybe I'm a fool to believe it's not so. If it's just the whiskey talking, don't let me know, don't let me know. What you said went to my head. Will it still be true when the bottle is through? Will it be real? Ah, it's crazy, this thing is crazy. And I can't explain it, and I cannot tame it. It's just the way you make me feel. And the ending always seems wrong when I want more. And when you told me what you told me, was it just the whiskey talking? Should I have got up and started walking right out that door?
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, live in studio with a local independent band called Down the Mountain. Woo-hoo! Awesome. So, yeah, you can check them out. They're going to be playing August 13th at the Fireside Cafe, as well as Sunday, August 22nd at Café du Soleil. That was a little closer to home for me, so I might check that one out.
There's a new festival happening this year. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called the Flying Carpet Festival.
I have heard of it, only from checking out your MySpace page.
There you go. Yeah, first annual, and it's off the drive as well in Clark Park.
Clark Park. Excellent. Yeah, I was going to actually ask you about that. Do you know what this festival is all about? What the...
No.
is there going to be flying carpets there?
You know, I don't really have a lot of details. So. I know they're really busy getting everything organized, so I think we'll find out more information closer to the date. But I have sort of creeped around on MySpace and found other bands that are playing, and it's going to be, from the what I can tell of the other bands, it's going to be good.
Nice.
Yeah.
How did you guys get involved with that?
I sing in another band, Brian Shiva Haley and Spandaloka, and they're playing, so he suggested that we... apply, and we did, and yeah, just kind of happened that way.
Cool.
And yeah,
Nice.
Yeah, so that should be fun.
And you have some friends that just got married, right?
I do.
Yay!
I'd like to give a shout out to Nina and Gareth Hannah. They just got married.
Hi, Gareth. How are you? I'm good.
Congratulations. Yes. Newlyweds.
Congratulations. Awesome.
Oh, they're going to love me.
Cool. Well, we got about 25 minutes before Marie steps in for synchronicity spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So, what do you say we try and squeeze a few more songs in here before we have to get kicked out of the studio?
All right.
So good.
Next one is called the Water Song. Ready?
Water.
Got a job, I've got a bed.
Awesome. This is Down the Mountain live in the studio on Friday Sunrise on Seattle here at 101.9 FM. Take a quick little break here, and then we'll come back. You guys can play some more tunes for us?
Yeah, we got two more for you.
All right.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Latin Summerfest on Sunday, August 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Trout Lake Park. Come enjoy music, browse the artisan market, and enjoy delicious Latin food. The Latin Summerfest, Sunday, August 15th at Trout Lake Park in East Vancouver. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.org.
As the sun comes up on Locust Hill,
we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I should mention all the music that the recorded music that we played today, because I seem to have it seems to have slipped my mind. We started the show off this morning with a band called What a Sun, another great local band. That was Water Song. That's what we heard at 7:30 this morning. They are going to be playing August 25th at the Backstage Lounge. We also heard Christian Meezy, Mama Not Gonna Let It, and yeah, those were the ones that I forgot to mention. And of the bands that we heard from Toronto, we heard Run With The Kittens, a Leonard Cohen novel, as well as The Pining, Tattered Plaid Jacket, and another band called the Silver Hearts. And that was Whiskey Talk, and now we're back with Down the Mountain. We're going to play us another tune. Which one are you going to play us here?
It's called Take to the War.
Take to the War? Yeah, one of my favorite ones.
Just for you.
Excellent. All right, yeah, this was my request of the day, so here we go.
When I
you have a you're the proud owner of a local cafe, is that right?
That's correct.
Nice. And
and I should say, well, I'm half an owner. The other owner is currently working right now so that I can be here.
Awesome.
It's an awesome cafe.
It is. It's called Cranky Cafe, spelled with a K. And we are located on East 4th Avenue, just off of Main Street, just east of Main Street, right beside Overseas Auto. And yeah, we serve Kicking Horse coffee. We also serve alcohol. We can start serving at 9 a.m. If you need beer, then we can help you with that.
Nice. And you feature live music at the Cranky Cafe often?
Correct, we do. Right now we're doing about once a month on Saturday, a particular Saturday night. It can be any Saturday night, but we do. It's a small space, but it's great for acoustic shows. So down the mountain has played there, along with Shannon Scott did an acoustic show there and a few other people. And our next one is going to be August 28th with a girl named Emma doing some jazz vocal stylings. So should be a good one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
What sort of beer do you have?
Cool. Well, that last song that we heard from you guys was called Take to the also known as Mermaid, is that right?
Yeah, it's really terrible because we have like alternate names for us for all the songs, so it can get kind of confusing. Okay. Yes.
You're Take to the War.
Like the next song is These Are the Days, but to us it's Drop Dana because it's in Drop D. But it's just fun to call it Drop Dana because it's Dana.
Keeps
trying to tell us. So I'm just tuning. The ancient Chinese art of tuning.
Cool. Well, I should mention, don't forget you can check out the podcast of this show at scitr.ca. If you go to the schedule and click on Friday Sunrise, we have the podcasts of all the shows that we've done here. You can listen to all the other bands that have been here live in the studio. As well as, don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca, a great source for local independent music, as well as all the bands that Jason had posted for us today are up on the website, vanmusic.ca. And you can always check out Friday Sunrise on the old Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We have our own page. They let us have one. As well as Down the Mountain has a Facebook page as well as a MySpace page. You can check them out. Everything is on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Yes. Cool. All right. We've got 10 minutes before Marie steps in for Synchronicity Spiritual Talk for your mind, body, and a soul. You guys going to play one more tune for us before we sign out? Excellent. All right.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
Yeah. No problem.
It's been super fun.
I'm really glad that you guys came in. We'll have to do it another time.
Yeah.
I love waking up so early.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. That was called These Are the Days?
That was These Are the Days in slow motion.
Awesome. I have not had my coffee.
Sound pretty so good bad. To me. All right, well, I just want to thank you guys again for coming in to the studio. Yeah, no problem. And I guess until next week, I should also mention, don't forget to tune in this coming Sunday. CITR will be broadcasting live from Under the Volcano. I will be interviewing the Joey Only from the Joey Only Outlaw Band. We'll be broadcasting live from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. And I know Under the Volcano starts at noon, so you should come down, check it out this coming Sunday. It should be a good time. Lots of great speakers and great artists that are going to be down there. Anyways, we're going to leave you with a track from a band we had in a few weeks ago. It's called Soft Serve.
Yay! Yeah! Soft Serve.
Soft Serve. Yay. And yeah, until next week, and August 20th, we got another band called Stoned Moses that should be coming into the studio, so don't forget to check that out as well. Until next week, thank you for listening. This has been another episode of Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Sid, and we're from the local band Soft Serve.
And you're listening to
Friday Sunrise,
101.9 CITR. Okay. The greatest thing I see. We deserve.